We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time for an award-winning journalist, Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider. Ed, Antonio Brown said today he had a good reason, a personal reason for missing work on Monday, said, quote, obviously the coach knew. And yet Mike Tomlin said yesterday that there was discipline for Brown missing work. So who am I to believe here? If he communicated it to the coach, why is he being disciplined for it?
Yeah, I don't think the coach was told. And I heard both of them, you know, Andrew, Mike would not have said he didn't. You know, he was being disciplined for not showing up if it was a legitimate excuse. Now, it's possible he called and said, I'm not going to be there for this reason, blah, 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 and left a message. And that reason wasn't good enough.
I'm what, like an old school answer machine? They've got, like, leave a message
Mike
at the beep.
Mike, A.B., yeah, won't be there.
That or, you know, they text. People text anymore. So when people say they talk to, a lot of times it just means they texted. So maybe he texted him, said, hey, I can't make it. My dog's sick. I don't know. But whatever it was, Mike disciplined him, so he didn't accept his excuse.
Ed, I just made this comparison before he brought you on. When Antonio got busted for Facebook Live and Tomlin ripped him for it, that Friday, Brown took a lot of responsibility and seemed like he had been humbled by the whole thing. I did not get that vibe from Brown today. Did you?
No, not at all. He said he let him know about the absence. He said, I was just, I've known Randy a long time and I wasn't angry at him. It's just the way I express myself, blah, blah, blah. And Randy backed that up, by the way. He said he didn't even consider it an argument.
Ed, I've got a working theory that some of this is being done via proxy here, this whole drama, and that a lot of the tension might be something as simple as the quarterback missed the wide receiver with some throws, the wide receiver's not happy about it, and that maybe the Chiefs' epicenter of friction is between those two, or at least wide receiver to quarterback. Do you think there's any legitimacy to some of that?
Quite possible, Chris. You know, that's what he was upset with in Baltimore last year, that Ben didn't see him open. And he went over and attacked the Kool-Aid bin. It's happened before. He's flipped out on Haley. Now he's, you know, having these discussions, let's call them, with Seatner, demonstratively. If you look at that thing, maybe it's no big deal, but if you add it all up, his missing Monday, his responding about the trade me thing, something's going on.
I want to read to you a couple sentences from Cook's column this week, Ed. This is from Ron.
I read it, but go ahead. Yeah.
Quote, well, maybe our listeners haven't. Quote, right. I believe Tomlin will risk losing the other players if he doesn't come down with harsh discipline on Brown. I know for a fact they are watching to see what he does. Your thoughts?
Well, Ron does talk to, you know, some players. He obviously has a good relationship with Ben. So somebody probably told him something, but just going by what these players were, how their reaction was the last 2 days and the coach's reaction, it didn't seem like they were upset with Antonio Brown. For example, not the way they were with Le'Veon Bell a few weeks ago.
Ed, that would seem then to throw cold water on what is the sort of national narrative here that we're hearing that's making the rounds on the morning talk shows and debate shows is, has Mike Tomlin lost control of the Steelers? My stance on that is, if you're listening to what virtually every non-Antonio Brown player says, they're closing ranks around this. How do you interpret that dynamic?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it closing ranks. I really wouldn't. I think that the players are being genuine in that they like Antonio Brown, and that they don't see this as big a deal as the rest of us do. Maybe not even as big a deal as Mike Tomlin sees it.
Interesting.
So do you think that there's pretty much a high unlikelihood that there's any kind of punitive measure taken relative to the game on Monday night, like not even a series or two for Antonio Brown sitting?
No, that would accomplish nothing, I think. First of all, you're hurting your team. Second, if you're going to dress him and not play him, then you're down a man for however long you're doing it. I don't see that as a good solution. That's a college solution to me. And somebody asked Antonio if he's going to start. You know, he says, "Well, sure. Don't you want to see me in my jersey Monday night?"
Ed,
he fined him, it sounds like. That's it.
Ed, I have another theory I wanted to run by you. When this all just kind of blew up and it's made the rounds, obviously, one of the thoughts I had was Mike Tomlin's maxim is standard is the standard. I'm going to treat grown men like grown men, basically. And I feel like when he was in his 30s and he took over as head coach and he had been sort of a surprise candidate to come out of that winning the job, he had a team full of Ferriers and Aaron Smith, Kiesel, Polamalu, Hines Ward, Alan Faneca, a bunch of blood and guts veterans, and it was probably shrewd on his part to do that because he wasn't going to step on toes and those guys could be counted upon to act professionally. If I were going to levy any charge at Mike Tomlin, it would be that he hasn't adapted to the current situation where he's got 12 years under his belt or 11 years under his belt, and he's now the alpha dog there in terms of, hey, I can just say it because I'm the coach. I'm not a 30-something that's coaching a bunch of veterans.
That's a long theory, Chris.
I know. I tried to make it as concise as I could.
Yeah, I don't know. In following Mike, I think he's been pretty consistent through the years, really, on how he handles players. He has sat a few down. I think you guys may have talked about it. I know I wrote about it. You know, going back to sitting Mendenhall down.
Yeah,
and Eli Rogers, and of course Santonio Holmes. So he's done those things for a game. You know, Bill Cowher wasn't he wasn't a guy to be strict with his players and punish them and sit them down either. I don't know. There were times he let them run amok, if you will. Whatever he's been doing, he's mostly been successful. Now, you could point to his postseason record and say, well, that's where he's come up short. But if you're talking about losing the team, if you go 13-3, to me, you haven't lost anybody.
Ed, and we're talking Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, who's pretty much the man here on the Pony and Muller show. Do you get any sense that people over there are upset with what Bud Dupree did?
Bud Dupree has been, his little tweet has been virtually lost in the mushroom cloud of Antonio Brown.
Should it be?
I know. We've cut back on talking about Le'Veon Bell, too, and all he's doing is losing $856,000 a week and maybe costing his team some chances to win here. Antonio Brown's the story of not just of the day, it's of the week this week. But that was just dumbness on his part, on Bud Dupree's part. That was, I don't know what that is. That, some guys, and not just guys who play football, guys in our business, they can't resist reacting to tweets that are negative. And that guy used profanity, and I can understand why Bud did what he did. It's one of those things when you're young like that, you say to other guys, we used to say that kind of stuff to other guys. Your mama, that kind of stuff. I was with your mama last night.
Ed, I can't ever picture you saying something like that, Ed.
Wow.
Didn't you go to Catholic school?
I've been around guys who said it. Let's say that.
Okay.
But now it's on Twitter, and it's almost like it's it's etched in concrete, you know. It takes on its a whole new life.
Before we let you run, I feel like the Twitter mob will attack me if I don't ask you a question about this. Who is to blame right now for their defensive woes?
It's a combination. I think they're overdoing, and you want me to put it on a coach, I think. Mike Tomlin is involved in this defense. I've heard it too often from whether he's calling plays, you know, suggesting plays, whatever it is. I know he denied it yesterday, but, you know, I've been told otherwise, and others have been told otherwise. Anyway, so I think maybe they're putting too much on their plate. They have a bunch of new guys, some guys playing new positions. They're without.
No.
I can understand why they did it patchwork last year. They had to. They were forced to at the end of the season when they lost Ryan. But I don't know if the plan's working.
All right, Ed. Have fun in Tampa. Maybe we'll talk to you Monday on the pregame show. We're going late that night.
Yeah, I'll be around.
Cool.
See you.
Thanks, Ed.
All right, Ed, I love your mama. Right, I'm not going to say anything disparaging about her.
She wouldn't hear it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.